The Czech economy contracted by 1.0% in the first 3 months of 2012, the second worst result out of 19 EU countries covered in the latest data by the European Statistical Office Eurostat released this week. Only Hungary fared worse on the list, with its economy shrinking by 1.3% of GDP from January to March. Among countries not included in the new survey is debt-ridden Greece. Overall, the economy in the European Union in the first quarter of 2012 grew by 0.1% year-on-year, while it stagnated in the Eurozone.
The country's ombudsman this week slammed the government's wide-reaching reforms and a new system in place since January that streamlines and in some cases slashes social benefits. According to ombudsman Pavel Varvarovsky, the changes have left thousands of families hard hit, not least seniors, families with lower incomes, and families with members with serious health problems. The ombudsman said on Thursday that his office had witnessed a major increase in appeals for help, some 500 more than in 2011, and the ombudsman has called on MPs in the lower house to raise benefits again. In response, the Minister for Labour and Social Affairs, Jaromír Drábek, defended the reforms, telling Czech TV they had eliminated distortion within the system, including an apparent redundancy or doubling up of some social payments.
Sources, including Czech TV, note that domestically grown garlic, reportedly favored by local consumers despite costing nearly twice as much as some imports, has become difficult to obtain in some supermarkets and grocery stores. Domestic producers this year have been hard hit and have only been able to cover one-fifth of demand. Much of the potential yield was destroyed by unexpected swings in weather conditions this winter. Because of its scarcity, the cost of Czech-grown garlic will go up. According to Czech TV, a kilo of Czech garlic currently costs 190 crowns, compared to 99 crowns for garlic imported from China.
Czechs apparently are more conservative when it comes to spending money in supermarkets than in past years, and they have been choosing more carefully how much they are spending. Czech TV reported that at least for now, supermarket sprees are over. According to the public broadcaster, a single grocery purchase 4 years ago averaged around 800 crowns. Today, the number has fallen to 500. Market analysts have confirmed that local consumers impact more significantly in 2011 by the continuing economic downturn, were not only changing their shopping habits, but also their favorite stores, shopping at whichever outlet offered the best prices, coupons, or other deals. A recent study suggests that 85% of Czech consumers are influenced by coupons, while 61% change their favorite store based on better deals.
And domestic banks pulled off a minor miracle last year, the news website inet.cz reported this week, stressing that while many banking houses abroad needed state support to survive, in the Czech Republic, banks have prospered and reported record gains. Analysts say domestic bank success is mainly due to conservative strategy and growth in the mortgage market.